Blog Talk Radio.
And we are live on the YouTubes and on the
Spoobies,
blog.
Spoobies, 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 spoobies.
Penis and cock.
Wait, the same thing.
Raw chicken. Raw chicken with sauce. That's how I like it.
There you go.
Special sauce.
Dangly balls.
And if you are just coming to our show for the first time, this is commonplace. Please do not have any small children in the room because we are not for beginners.
Nope. Nope, nope. It's a don't starve life for us. It's a don't starve life for us.
Shh. I'm bouncing in my chair and I don't even know why.
You're doing the crazy bounce. You're doing the
I am doing... I had somebody do the crazy... Okay, we'll talk about that later. I'll go ahead and introduce the show. It is, oh God, it's June 30, 2015. I forgot the date. It's Tuesday, which means it's time for Pixenisa. But we actually have, I need to slow down. We actually have a different kind of show planned for you. We're actually going to stream a few games. It'll be fun. We think you'll like it. And we're going to round up the day with playing our Don't Starve. And y'all going to be able to see us a little bit. Yeah, we're funny. We're funny. Okay.
Now, let me tell you what happened.
I'm not done.
Oh, I didn't know you weren't done. I was like, let me tell you what happened.
Hold on. Well, what happened was, no, I'm not done. I'm Snow, that's Corey, and the Ginger's right over there, and I'm pointing so y'all can see, like, we're in the same room, you know.
Yes. Totally are, right here in the same room.
Yes. We are the glorious trifecta that makes up Gamer Girls Radio. All right, I'm done.
Okay. Yep, so... We got to throw some gossip in here because we are kind of along those lines. We kind of have to pick up a little bit of slack from the absence of fashion police. We're not quite there ready to fully pick up the slack, but just a little bit of gossip.
You said you had some gossip for us.
Yeah, okay. Well, first, the other big news that I could give a flip about. Ben Affleck and Jennifer Garner breaking up, boo, whatever.
They are?
I saw that coming.
I did too, actually.
I saw that coming before they even got married. I'm surprised they lasted this long. Okay, so, but I'm not trying to be mean. They just didn't go together. I mean, it was right after he broke up with Jennifer Lopez. You can't go from big booty to no booty. It just don't. Okay, but anyway.
True. Although she is a very sweet lady, so I'm kind of sad for her.
She's
she's
very sweet. Did you know she was a ballerina? But anyway.
I did not know that. All right, go ahead.
So, apparently there was some backlash for Raven Simone. If you all know who Raven Simone is, some of our younger people do, of course.
What did she do?
Raven Simone was popular on a Disney show called That's So Raven. She was also on The Cosby Show when she was little. She played, Olivia, the little girl, like the last few seasons they were on the air. Yeah, so she's on The View now. I don't know if she's on there temporarily or permanent because The View's been having all kinds of crazy stuff going on.
Yeah.
But
they're doing the same thing, yeah.
But she made reference to Queen Bee being Little Kim. And people from the Beehive, the current Beehive, and I'm just going to tell you why I call it the current Beehive, were pissed at her saying, how dare you insult Beyonce. Now, wait. Here is where some of you are ill-equipped or not well-versed in your hip-hop or your musical culture because Beyonce is not the original Queen Bee. Little Kim actually is the Queen Bee. Go back to your 90s music, your
hip-hop. I remember that.
You want to bumble with the bee, huh? That comes from her. She actually has it in her song that she calls herself Queen Bee, and she's the queen of the beehive. So she is, and even she's not the original. Let me take it all the way back for some of you to before any of us were born. I think the original Queen Bee that we can actually trace is Bessie Johnson, who was a jazz singer. So, y'all, stop freaking out. They have been threatening Raven Simone. How dare you insult Beyonce?
Oh, my God. They really need to calm the fuck down.
What? People, it's not that big of a deal. Not that serious.
No, it's not that serious. Y'all need to just... Beyonce hasn't even said anything. She hasn't said a word, and Raven Simone was like, I don't know what happened. She says, I didn't even say anything insulting to Beyonce. She just said, I remember my Queen Bee was Little Kim. Now, that being said, nobody knows who Little Kim is when they see her anymore. If you were around in the 90s and liked your little hip-hop, I don't recognize her when I see her for all the plastic surgery that she's done. So,
yes. Oh, my God.
So true.
Hey, Little Kim.
She seriously looks a bit like an alien to me now.
She does.
And she was so pretty. What the?
She was gorgeous. And who emulates her a lot? Let me educate you kids a little more before we jump into our gaming topic. Who emulates her a lot? Nicki Minaj. Carbon copy.
Yes. Literally carbon copy.
You know, sometimes I look at Nicki and I go, what the hell is going on here?
Same thing that happened to Lil Kim.
Hopefully Nicki doesn't do this. Nicki, please don't mess up your face. Don't do it.
No.
You're fine.
Although she's already got the blood implant.
I don't know that she has. I can't find any. Well, I saw some early pictures, but she was sitting down. I don't know. I don't know. I'm not going to comment on
it. I'm pretty sure.
I'm waiting.
We're going to need you to stand up and bend over so that we can ascertain if your ass truly
real.
Is.
Yeah, like our girl Cookie had to do from Empire here recently, which
right?
Stand up and turn around and go, okay, look, that's all me. It's all me. Okay, so. Anyway, that's our little gossip bit. So
Taraji P. Henderson, I love that woman. Oh, my
Henson,
God.
Henson, you're going to get cut.
Henson. Oh, I'm going to get cut. I love her, though. She is Cookie. Cookie.
She is Cookie.
Because I've seen her in an interview as herself, and she's got that same swagger.
But she says she's sick of Cookie. She's like,
are you serious?
Yeah, she's like, people don't call her by her name unless she's in the Middle East, because her name is common in the Middle East, Taraji.
That's true.
But she says here in the U.S., everybody keeps calling her Cookie. We are all off on a whole other tangent. We'll talk about that another day. Because Empire is not back, and it's hurting my heart.
I know. I need it to come back. That season finale, I was like, oh, holy shit.
This is what I heard. Let me give Ginger, get both y'all up on the gossip. So I heard that this season, we get to see how Lucius and Cookie met. We get to see how Lucius became how he is, how Cookie became how she is. We get a lot of, I love those flashbacks. We get a lot of flashbacks.
I love the backstory.
I love backstory. And I can't wait to see the clothes, which she says she actually puts together. They just bring her clothes and she just picks out what to wear.
She's got some
awesome taste going on then.
Yep.
I'm like, yes. Like, oh,
yes,
I can.
Girl, yeah.
Yes, work.
Girl.
All right, so I kind of did some advertising today. Some of you are like, what happened to you with the tweets? Well, I live in Houston, Texas, and there was a storm, and I had no power for a while. So you got, like, one update instead of, like,
cool Mother Nature.
Right. We don't want to anger her. We don't want to.
Oh, I will anger her. I ain't even scared right now. Fuck you, Mother Nature.
I'm scared. So what we were going to talk about with you tonight, we're all formal and everything, is it doesn't take a whole lot of graphics to make a good game. We keep saying that. And some of you are like, well, what good game don't have any good graphics? Man, we got a ton. And you all play them, and you don't even know you play them. Some of you
are. Well, just a lot, yeah.
Yeah. Well, Ginger don't play one of them I'm going to talk about.
No. Fuck that bullshit.
No. She's going to cut me and be like, uh-uh, I will not play that. I will kill you, Corey. I will kill you.
There are two games I'm pretty sure you're going to bring up, and I'm going to be like, nope.
Now, if y'all hear, Snow is angrily clicking because one of the games we're going to talk about
I'm sorry, you can hear me click?
Oh, yeah, I can hear you click, and I know what
you're doing.
Is she scared that you're hearing clicking? Because
I think it's Ginger, because I'm not clicking that much. I'm just
One of y'all
around.
Are clicking really loud. Ginger, are you clicking? Are you playing something?
I don't know what you're talking about, man.
Steam is a beautiful thing. Don't starve.
Well, I had to make sure I had it going so that I could show y'all. And I had to find a good place to camp.
Well, she can show it or we can play together. But you already have your prison open. See how she fell in line? See how she did that?
Very nice.
Snow's like, I don't care. I wanted to play Don't Starve. We'll jump in at the end. She can show it and then we can jump in together.
All right.
So I'm all for jumping in together because I like that.
Kinky.
Kinky. Oh my God. So
Alright, what am I showing my prison?
Well, no, not yet. We're gonna talk about some other games and you know, like, let me bring it up. Are y'all ready? Y'all ready for the first one?
Yes.
A lot of y'all are playing. Candy Crush.
Fuck that game.
I don't even know where my phone is. Oh, there it is. Okay, so a lot of you are like, I don't play, especially some of our guys that consider themselves more hardcore. I would play any 2D games. You have Candy Crush on your phone. You are a lying son of a bitch. You play it right now, and you play it when you're sitting doing nothing. And it's very addictive. This is probably one of the only social games to survive Facebook. Have y'all realized that? Most of the games on Facebook have died out. Like, completely died out. Farmville, that was really popular. I don't even know if Castle Grove.
I never got into the Farmville.
You lie. You played with me a few weeks.
I played, like, once or twice.
She is lying. So do you
mean? I would, like, check in when you'd send me messages, but no, for the most part, that was not my game.
Mm-hmm. No, do you recall?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I was trying to stay quiet, but I recall.
I do remember the mall game.
Okay, yeah, that one was bad. That one was
all
bad.
I played hell out of that game.
I did play the mall game for a few minutes, I will admit. And then I was like, not so much.
Cafe World is, in fact, appears to be dead. The last post I see from them is 2012, if this is the official page. Maybe this is somebody having a fan page. But that one's gone. Farmville is still around. Somebody sent me a request today. But that is just an example of you do not have to have AAA, I got 3D rotate them around graphics to play. What was I thought I was showing my Facebook screen?
No.
I wanted to. I was going to show you Cafe World.
Oh.
This reminds me, by the way. I found another game that I'm going to tease Ginger with while we're already on the air. Oh, Ginger. She's going to hate me.
I am. What you going to tease me with?
Remember that wedding game we used to play?
I like that wedding game, yeah.
There's a new one. I'm going to go ahead and do that. It's called Drink Wedding. Yeah, I'm going to show it to her.
I remember that. I kind of liked that game. I did kind of like that
game.
Yeah,
because Snow was always putting together these really pretty dresses or these really pretty bouquets.
They were pretty. What? I don't... Yeah, I like pretty stuff sometimes.
No. I'm not saying that was a bad thing. That was
okay.
A good thing.
No, she likes it.
I can be girly
really
occasionally.
You can see the really pretty ones.
Okay, now this one is not as good, but it's still got some same elements. You know, you get to be the wedding planner. And I'm not going to leave it open for long because the music is hideous. But
oh,
you
I
can
think
see
I
here.
Played this one. Yeah, I played this one. I was obvious.
It's not quite as good, but maybe. Oh, and they're still building, so... I think it's the same company. I think they went back and revamped it. But we don't have some of our elements. Oh, look, they finally gave me a way to turn off the music. Thank you. I appreciate that because I couldn't the other day. I was like, oh, my God, I'm going to die. Okay, so anyway, we got these types of games. Again, I don't think this one's going to make the kind of money as Ginger's favorite. She's going to hate me. Ginger, it's coming. Like winter.
Winter is coming.
Winter is coming.
No! I'm sorry.
Oh, God. You witnessed disowning.
You cannot disown me. I'm not going to run the game. I'm just going to show it to them. This is probably one of the most popular 2D games in existence, even though Ginger does not like it. It is spawned merchandise, and this is a fucking beautiful-ass watch. I got to give them credit. This came. They just, I want this. Look at this watch.
It's a hard knock life.
No, I mean, look at this, Ginger. Look at
angry birds.
She doesn't want to look at it. I'm serious. Look at Ginger.
Game.
Just look at the watch. Forget the game. Look at the watch. Even if you didn't know it was Angry Birds, would you not wear this? Look at this.
See, I'm never going to wear Aviator ever again because... Mm-mm.
You had problems with Aviator?
Mm-hmm. Because they made Angry Birds stuff.
Oh.
You dumb pissed her off.
You dumb pissed her off. Okay, so they've spawned several incarnations, Bad Piggies. They have a real one of the Birds of Rio, whatever, from the movie. I mean, they've done tons of stuff with this. Love them or hate them. Brilliant. Everybody knows where the idea came for Angry Birds came from, right? Yeah. Nobody knows.
No.
The developers, but you guys remember the birds were flying into the buildings, killing themselves a couple years ago, and they were trying to figure out why, you know, it became this big global thing. Why are the birds killing themselves? Well, the developer said, you know what? This will make an interesting game. Bam. Angry Birds is born.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's what you call genius. That's why I give them mad respect. I don't play the game anymore, and not because I dislike it. It's just I'm angry birded out, really. Time to put it away. But that's where the idea came from, which makes it genius that they were able to take an idea and parlay it into something this huge. I'm going to need y'all to stop all that yawning.
I'm not yawning.
I don't know.
It's me. I'm so sorry.
I don't know. Who done it?
It's me.
Another one, I don't know if this one's still on Facebook, but we're going to pull this one up too. This one is longstanding, popular. As you see, it still has 4 million people that play this on a regular. Bejeweled.
All right, I like me some Bejeweled.
I'm just going to show the video, and then I'm going to try not to play it later because y'all know what happens when you look at it. You know what happens.
You get sucked in. I know. Yep. It happens to me all the damn time.
You see, look, I'm just looking at it now, and I'm like, oh, click that one. Oh, look, them diamonds right there could be switched. Look at that. you missed it.
See, I love me some Bejeweled. Man, you're going to have me playing Bejeweled. You got to stop that. I love me Bejeweled. Do you remember, I want to say it was EverQuest, and you could actually play Bejeweled in the browser?
Yes, I do remember that. Yes, I had problems. My guild was mad at me because we're supposed to be hunting. I'm supposed to be casting spells or reading something, and I was like,
uh-uh.
Mm-hmm, I got to get these jewels in order.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, waiting for a sow, waiting for somebody to come by and give me a sow, and I'm sitting there playing Bejeweled.
Yay, I figured out my prison's problem. Hell yes.
Because I refuse to pay for a fucking sow, because fuck those asses. Charging an arm and a leg for goddamn
sewing and all that. You just made me, my brain.
Oh, dude. Man, I used to love to do that shit.
I don't even remember what was the druids who could do the sew, and they would charge an arm and a leg. And I was like, I'm a level 3. I'm a noob. Come on, man. I ain't got nothing. You want some rat tail? I'll give you some rat tail.
I got rat tails. Rat tails galore.
I got an old teeth. I got 20.
No, we want so many gold. I got some copper.
Oh, you lying. You're not really a newbie, but I am. Look here.
Go ahead, pickpocket. Man, the first time I got pickpocketed,
I missed that. That's what I missed. I needed somebody to put that back in the game because I would totally be a thief. I was. I pickpocket the fuck out of some people. But yeah. So, great. Bejeweled. Yay. Okay, so now I know these two are mostly... Well, yeah, these two are ready to move on to our two favorites. Wait a minute. What? They're like, what?
No, you're being eight. I can't hear you.
Oh, it was probably me. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you. I can hear you fine. I think it was you, Ginger.
Oh, well, I may be lagging then. Yay.
You might be.
A little bit.
Well, I got a game. Can I show it?
Yes, please do tell us. What's
okay,
the game did you find that is
awesome? I was actually looking for a newer. A newer video of it, because all I had was some pictures. Wait, hold on. You know what? Because I am lagging. Let me see if I can pull up a different video. Maybe it won't be so laggy. There we go. Okay. Let me share my screen. Yes, the screen. All right, so... And you know what? No. God damn it, YouTube.
Ew, wow, that is a lot of shit on your desktop, girl.
Yeah,
that's
a
NASA space station.
Showing that screen. It's being ridiculous. There we go.
Goodness.
No. Go away, dude. I don't want to see you, dude.
Who is that?
I don't know. Whoever was playing the video. Anyways, Geometry Wars.
I was going to talk about that one.
Oh, my God. That's so cute.
So cool. It reminds me of old school arcade. It's just
look
at that, and that's 2D, and that is very in this is the new one. This is the Retro Evolved.
Dude, let me tell you how mesmerizing this game is. I was at E's house. It is 3:00 in the morning, and everybody's being noisy and talking. And somebody put this on to play, and the room just got quiet. And I look around, and all I see is gamers stare at the TV. Y'all know what that looks like.
Yeah, all the flashing lights and the colors and the badassness looking at it.
And it was like, ooh, pass me the controller. Ooh, let me play. Ooh, pass me the controller. This is one of my favorite games that I don't own. I don't own it. I don't know why I don't own it. Because now I'm looking at it now and I'm like, ooh, my hand's itching. I want to play.
Yeah, this definitely does look like one of those that you could play short term with your friends and compete.
Yep.
This ain't no short term. I'm going to tell you, 3:00 in the morning turned into 7, and people were still...
Well, I more meant, you know, if you want to compete with your friends, it's not going to take you an hour each person, you know.
Yes.
That's true.
That shit's ridiculous.
Yeah, but, I mean, here, even us are all getting quiet watching it, so...
I know, we're all like, there was a moment of silence when we're just staring at the screen, like, oh, that's really pretty.
It is. It's very pretty. I like it a lot.
But again, Agenda says 2D.
It's 2D.
Not allowed.
I want to say it's for PC or console.
It was originally on Xbox. Did they bring it to PC? Because if it is, I'm a problem.
Yeah, it's on PC.
Oh, that's prettier. Whoa.
Yeah, I just turned it up to HD.
Oh, I'm about to have a problem. My hands are going to shake.
It's lagging like, whoa.
Well, that's because you got too much shit going. That's all good.
Probably.
That is
yeah,
so
Yeah, I'm
going
to need to go ahead and grab this. Y'all might not talk to me for a few days.
Oh, wait, yeah, they did put it on PC.
Yeah, it is for PC. So, see, you don't need a $600 console and the $200 goddamn fucking wireless controller. Fuck you, Microsoft.
Right?
Yeah, so get it on your PC.
Or even if you're trying to make a game, okay, I'm going to tell y'all where, part of where my idea came in for this, not today, I know I kind of sprung this on the girls last minute, because that's why they're kind of being quiet, because they're like, I don't know, of course. But they work well under pressure. But part of my reasoning for this was I know some guys here in Houston that were making an iPhone RPG. And it is killer, and I cannot remember the name of it. And they listen to our show all the time. And I'm very sorry because they'll message me and be like, hey, you want to bring up our RPG again? It is a fabulous game, not a turn-based. It is a full-on, as in me, Ginger, and Snow could play together on our iPhones, you know, being in separate places and go questing together. It is awesome. What they were not the greatest at is artwork, but what they were brilliant at is programming. And with that being said, which one of y'all want to show your?
I do. I do.
Okay. Snow, throw it up. Let them see.
All right. Now, how do I do this so it doesn't, like, keep popping up other screens? You know what I mean? Like, whenever someone talks?
You can click on your picture, I want to say, once you start sharing and say
present off. Then just pick your window. Okay, it shouldn't show anything else.
It says, no, I'm sharing to all. Okay.
We see it. It doesn't seem to be doing anything so far.
All right, cool. We'll just leave it. Okay, so. Prison Architect, I
can't see a thing.
Corey's telling me about this forever. What?
Yes, can't see a thing. Your screen's black. Did you have it in
Windows
mode?
Oh, no, and now that Corey's talking, yes. It's flipping back and forth.
Yes, I have it in Windows mode. Is it not working?
Mm-mm.
Oh, come on. I got my game up and everything. Why you no work?
Sometimes it doesn't. That's a thing we can report because it's in beta.
You know what? Let me try sharing the full screen. Maybe that'll work. All right. Ready? We're going to try to share my entire screen. Okay.
Hit it!
Share. Oh, God! All right, got to flip over. I can't flip back over there. Let me know if it's working.
It is.
Right. Sweet.
Go ahead and start.
Okay. So this is Prison Architect. Corey's been telling me about this forever, but I have not wanted to play it. And then finally, I gave in to the dark side. And my prison's not really well designed, but it's because I was trying to figure everything out. So this is my prison. We've got like my janitors cleaning, and we got some, they're pretty calm right now. They were bad, but I figured out my problem. What is he carrying around? I don't even know.
Okay, so she's all excited to show you the game. So I will explain why this is on our list. If you're looking at this, it is not graphically superior. It is top down. It is where their brilliance is over at I can never remember the name. Introversion Software. Their brilliance is they are brilliant programmers. This game is way more in depth than any of the Sim Cities that you played. Way more in depth even than Skylines in some ways. And there is nothing like it. You will not find another game like this. There is a Prison Tycoon and a Prison. Trust me, it's not like this one. Things that you would not have even thought of. You don't actually build. Like, I played Prison Tycoon. This one here is different in that with the gameplay, you're not building a city to take care of your prisoners. Your job is to keep these bitches in here. And the AI on this is so detailed and so smart that they find places to get out you wouldn't even think of. Hey, zoom out a little bit, Snow. I want to see if you did how you did keeping them in. God, your prison's gotten big since last night. Oh, see, she did good. I don't see any regular ways to get out. You know, any easy ways to get out? Because I usually mess up and leave like a gate open or something. Mm-hmm. I didn't. Oh, look right there. Show them that. So that's where one of her prisoners tunneled out. underneath the wall.
Three. Oh my God.
Three, actually. Three.
Three of them got
three
out.
Three of my bitches got out. Yes.
Oh,
three tunneled
man.
Out.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
I had to do a shakedown and they found a trowel. It was funny.
Oh, yeah, that's always funny. They always have a weapon.
Can you cover it up?
The whole, you can go back and fill it in, but.
They haven't filled it in.
Well, you have to go over and tell them to do that.
How the hell do you do that?
Click where the brick wall is, the bottom left. The bottom left corner, where your tools, where all the tools are, the blue.
What
brick? The brick. I think it's that one. Oh, see the bottom right?
Oh.
Remove tunnels all the way at the bottom.
What's
next to the next
oh,
to the two red
oh.
ones. Yeah.
Oh. Thank you. Learn something new every day. All right, cool.
See, and then this one you also you have to worry about. Oh, see, somebody has contraband. You saw that little red flashing. Somebody has cigarettes they shouldn't have. And then, again, this is not anything that you would think about when you're doing gameplay because there is no game like this. You know, when I'm playing City Builders, obviously I know I have to make roads. I got to control the traffic and, you know, make your people happy. Here, it is not about making them happy all the time. Sometimes a bitch needs to be punched in the face. Or as you
right.
As dogs patrolling. Sometimes you have to have your riot police on site. I mean, and when I say detailed, I'm barely scratching the surface of what's in
I
here.
I got armed guards right here.
And the amazing thing, again, is not that it's graphically beautiful. It's not hard on your computer. You can run this on, like, a pre-teenager laptop, and they have an iPad version that runs beautifully. I mean, there's no lag in it. It's not horrible. It's easy to figure out. As soon as you figure it out, you know what to do on the iPad. So it's a game that ports over easy. And, again, look at it. Not graphically heavy.
Oh,
but
my God. Someone got out again. Oh, no. Okay.
Well, somebody
no.
does have a trowel over there. I just saw. I don't know who it is. You're going to probably have to search one of those cells. I saw a trowel pop up.
What just happened?
Yeah, and that's the other thing. Got to keep an eye out. Got to keep an eye out. Your prison is
serious?
Way more advanced than mine. I mean, like, I'm jealous. But I'm meaner to my prison. See how Snow's prisoners, those little blocks you see in the cell, they have a lot. You know, like where they have a bookshelf and they have a
yeah.
nice radio. Yeah, mine don't get that. It's just like, you're in jail. Bitch, you are in jail. You are not getting that stuff.
Well, yeah, what's up with the little, like, the warning sign, the red?
That means right. that there's something wrong with that particular room. This the tunnel is making these cells unusable.
Oh, sure, the tunnel. That's funny.
Oh, I see, because the tunnel goes underneath them.
Yeah,
oh,
and these three bitches actually escaped. So now they're trying to fill up the tunnels.
Oh, my God, I did not know. Ooh, I think that's the most elaborate I've seen them do to get out. Usually I have to worry about the ones close to the wall. But you
oh,
can't.
No. Wait, did I have? See, and they don't even have big pipes. Like, they have little tiny. How the fuck did they squeeze through the little pipe?
They
seriously.
Didn't squeeze through the pipe. They dug under it. They used it as a guide.
Oh. Yeah,
wow.
They did. Shit.
But again, perfect example of, you don't have a AAA artist to do all this 3D renderings, and you don't need it. And this game is hilarious. I'm telling you, hours and hours.
Oh,
you
my God, yes. How are we not building beds? Come on, now.
You can't hear the sounds, but I love when my prisoners are crazy. Snow doesn't get the crazy people. I love.
I have maximum security now, and I have death row.
But
they're not that crazy.
My maximum security people are always crazy. Oh, show them the file. There you go. So you have a file that shows what's wrong with them.
Oh, my goodness. That's so crazy. That's cool, though. So for this not being very graphically heavy, this is really in-depth.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm trying to find one that's crazy, but I don't know if I...
So how fast do the years go by? Because I see that one served 19 out of 35 years.
Relatively fast. I mean, it goes pretty fast.
You can,
like, right now I have
time. You can control some of the speed.
Yeah.
But
I have 7 prisoners up for parole right now.
All right. Yay for reform. He's been in
right?
there quite a while. But they and when we say, man, I'm trying to think of what do you tell people when you have a game this detailed? What can I? What
else? Yeah, because it talks about their family, what they're in for, their health.
Yep. And it'll say random things like, shit, what's a good example of that?
I had one yesterday that was a scientist, and he had taken to blowing up stuff with his...
When I
caught him, he was actually being paroled, he was released. And his family actually came to get him. Sometimes their families come and pick them up, which I think is adorable. So they came and picked him up. They were waiting for him in the room, and then they walked out with him. I mean, there's just always something going on here.
Execution!
I actually did have a death row inmate. Death row doesn't come often, but I had a death row inmate, but his damn appeal went through. I have...
Oh, that's not fun. I want to see him get electrocuted.
I do, too.
I know, right?
Like, I have the parole program open. The, not parole, what is it? Death row appeal. Had one death row inmate and one passed their appeal. So he just got turned into a maximum security instead of death row.
You got to feed them as well. They got to be clothed. As you see, they have a laundry.
Oh, yeah.
They
got to
have...
So, are there any... unapproved extracurricular activities.
Oh, yes. I'm pretty sure I saw that happen in a shower. I'm not kidding.
See, I wasn't for certain, and I didn't know how to ask about that. Oh, yay.
Well, and again, this game is still in alpha, just so y'all know. This is not even finished. This is one of the few times. You've heard me talk about this. A few games I bought in alpha because it is good already. They're not even halfway done. We're not talking about beta. This is in alpha still that this game is this good. What was it yesterday? Well, Snow and I were playing.
I don't know why they're still in the holding cell. They have plenty of cells.
Well,
do you not have enough police to get them? Or police. Security to get them processed?
No, they're already processed.
See, that right there is why I think this game is amazing. See how Ginger knew? And that's intuitive. And yes, you can sometimes have not enough police to get them processed. You're very nice. I don't put any beds in the holding cells. Your ass is going to just sleep against the wall.
I did that.
Yeah, she's got this all set up like a hotel.
I did that because those prisoners are stuck in there and I need them to sleep sometimes or else they're going to riot. So I just threw those in there. I don't normally have beds in holding cells, but I don't understand why they're in there. Because he's minimum security, and I've only got 12 minimum security prisoners, and I've got a capacity for 16. So why are they not in a cell?
Maybe the guard is coming to get him. Oh, no, he's just patrolling.
He's patrolling. I don't know. I'm confused.
I like the taser. I haven't used the taser yet either. But, again, very intuitive. I love this. I love that it's not high graphics high. And I think, they've already made a ton of money off of this. And we'll continue to make more money and continue to have great replay value because there's no way.
I don't think I would like it as much if it was high.
Yeah. I don't think I would.
The little poopy dog.
They're adorable, by the way. I love the tasers because all you hear is boop, and then you look over and somebody's like, knock the fuck out. It's hilarious.
Okay, your showers are interesting. I usually don't do that. I put mine against the wall. But you don't have any drains in your shower except for at the doors. I usually put drains.
You only need – I actually looked it up because I had them underneath the shower heads at first, mm-hmm. and it doesn't do any good. The only way it does any good is if you have them blocking the exit and the water does not leave the room.
That is amazing. So I did not think to do that because mine is always out in the hallway. And then I have that one shower that's just open because my maximum security prisons are crazy. They just come out of their cell naked. Just the one I had. Oh, we were talking about, this is my favorite part, introversion. If you're listening, I love this. I love when my people are crazy and they do a crazy people bounce. I wish you could find one that does that. They start bouncing.
I'm telling you, my people are not, they're not upset. Look, it's like my danger level is low.
Mine aren't upset. They just bounce because they're crazy.
I was like, is that one smoking? But no, that's these.
Yeah, they're sleeping.
Yeah, you have yours like a hotel. Her prisoners don't want to leave. My prisoners are like, I need to get the fuck out. This bitch is
I know, her prisoners are probably reoffending just to come back.
I bet all her reoffense is high.
I don't think so. Let me, hold on. What is it? I forget. What is it? No, wait, that's over here. Prison grading. My reoffending is only 8%. I have 56 paroled early and only 8% reoffended.
Oh, see, she's a good prison runner.
My health isn't that good, though. I need to work on that.
No, she killed four people in her custody.
Girl, mine.
Five more have escaped, so.
Dude, that's because they shanked each other. One was a snitch. He got shanked. And then I think the snitch shanked the other dude, and they both died. And their bodies are still in the morgue, and they won't go away. And I don't know why. See, they're right here. Look.
Dude, you got a mortician?
You don't need a mortician. All they do is they take the bodies to the exports for the hearse, but their door's open.
What?
I don't know why they won't leave.
Are all of your guards patrolling? Because if they are, then they won't do the extra stuff.
No. I don't think so.
Because that's what I found out last night. All my guards, they won't do. Remember I told you I had those ones starving to death, so I had to have guards.
No, see, he's not patrolling. He's just chilling.
I don't know, girl.
Maybe he's just lazy.
But I do have a lot of them patrolling. Maybe that's why. Okay, maybe.
All right, so now.
Hire more. Oop, wrong button.
Yeah, see, and see all of that? Yeah, there's no way we can show you everything. Go play the game. This is one, I promise you, you will fall in love with. I had to get Snow to play. I'm trying to get Ginger to get in, although I don't know if I want to because we won't talk to Ginger. Then she'll be walking around singing prison songs, you know, when she's tired.
We love. For my prisoners, it's a hard knock life for my prisoners. I never feed those bitches.
I don't. I'm hard on mine. She's easy to hurt.
And I took the rope off the soap.
That's why yours go crazy. Mine don't go crazy.
Sometimes
now, see, I would torture mine on purpose. I mean, like,
I do. Exactly. That's the point of being in prison. When I check their file and you have murdered people and you're crazy, then I give them a hard time. My good prisoners that don't do anything get put in the nice light security section and they get the nice room. But you, if you are a murderer and multi-murderer, you do not need a nice room.
You go in a room that does not ever unlock.
There you go.
Get food once
a week. This guy created and used a particle accelerator under his house, which then exploded, killing 26 people.
All right.
Nice.
This is why you don't follow things that you see on Reddit.
Right?
How to create your own particle accelerator. Now I actually got to Google that.
No, please don't do that.
Make a particle accelerator at home.
All right, see, these guys are not patrolling, and they're not doing anything. I don't know what's going on.
Oh, Instructables has a nice little thing for it.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
That's a macro particle, but yeah.
Yeah, I'm not going to play with you. Yeah.
Right? You scary.
All right, so
this is my death row. Ain't nobody on death row. Makes me sad.
All right, so now we need to show our other favorite game that you all keep hearing us talk about.
All right,
are we all going to go in together or what?
Yes, we're going to play because it's fun.
Yay! Okay.
All right, I'll set it up. Hold on, Pookie.
Okay,
I had to stop. My fault. All right, hold
while
on.
While she's setting that up, you guys probably been hearing us talk about Don't Starve. Now, I tried to get these two again to play this game 2 years ago. Nobody wanted to play with me. They were looking at me like, oh, Hoyt, it doesn't sound like fun. Because I love the survival game genre. I think it's awesome. I'm not going to get them to play the zombie one. I already know that because I can't play that one. It scares me. But I'm very scared of the zombie one. I'm just going to say it. And not many games scare me, but, you know, I'm hiding behind a car. That's where I logged out. And it was an MMO. I think it's MMO. I think there were other people in there playing with me, but I was like, I can't. You know, it's fun to watch The Walking Dead, but when you're actually in it,
it ain't so fun no more.
No, it wasn't so fun. I was real scared. Somebody was going to hit me and take my box of something I found, wafers or something I had. I was like, I don't want to play no more. But Don't Starve is probably, well, I think it is one of the first that I ever saw of a survival genre game, and that is a new genre for those of you who don't know, meaning they drop you in, you have to figure out how you're going to survive or not starve or whatever it is. My Don't Starve Together Don't Want to Initialize. Talking about problems with initialization. Oh, we got a problem, Houston.
Who knows?
We got a
can't
problem.
Can't be having that.
We got a problem. Houston, you going to fish it.
Fish it.
Fish it, Steam. Fish it. Don't do that.
Fish it.
Oh, it really is having a problem.
I don't see your game.
I know. I'm making it right now. Hold on. But I don't want to start it until Miss Corey.
Miss Corey, if Miss Corey might not be able to come in, I might just have to narrate what y'all two are doing.
Corey, why can't you come in?
It won't initialize. I'm having some issues. I cannot starve.
Try to run it as administrator.
Or log out of Steam and log back into Steam.
That's what I just did. That's what I just did. Log out. So we'll see when I log back in.
It's a hard knock life.
But these are Klee Entertainment is another one that they have several other games out. This one it quickly became popular, and I think most of the popularity came in when they added Don't Starve Together. Mine is not going to initialize, lucky people. It's just not. I'm having some issues.
Did you try to run it as administrator?
I
tried to run the game itself as administrator.
I don't think I have the ability. No, to do
right.
So.
Right. Click on it. Doesn't work?
No, mine is actually linked to Steam, so it's not a not separate.
Oh.
So I don't think it's gonna let me.
I'm very
all
sad.
Right.
All right.
Post tweet chat. I can't say it. Okay, let's try it. I'm gonna try it from the desktop.
All right.
Ooh, it says I'm gonna have to restore some previous versions. That is not cute.
Ooh.
Yeah.
She broke it.
You broke it.
I think the storm broke it because it was working fine earlier.
All right. Well, I'm creating the world now, Ginger.
Okay.
Make sure you
share
and I'll talk about it. You, yeah, you can share your screen.
All right. Give me a second.
Wait a minute. I want to see if any of my games are working for that matter because it might be a Steam problem. It might be a stain issue.
It's a hot knock night. All right. I'm going to share the whole screen again. There we go. All right. Can you see it?
I do see you trying to choose your...
Yes.
Soon. I do not see... Oh, there it goes.
You ready?
Yeah, hold on. Tapping in the password.
Aight.
Okay.
Aight. Hopping in.
Why
is it dark already? Oh, it's autumn. Whoa, the portal is in a weird place.
Yeah, I think my Steam has become corrupt in some kind of way.
Whoa. I got a ready-made pickaxe. Ha-ha! Ginger Rocks has joined the game.
Yes, I have.
Come north. Come north.
Yes, I'm coming. I secure it.
Corey, I'm all crunching in y'all's ear.
I know.
I feel like issues going on.
Are you breathing in the microphone again?
No,
I
am not.
I think you are.
You are. You really need to go back and listen to the last couple of shows. You've been all up breathing in that mic.
It's under my nose. I'm sorry. I'm short.
We're short, too, but we don't keep singing our nose.
I'm short. Sometimes things happen. You put it
on.
I'm having some issues over here.
Hey.
Are you going to narrate what we're doing to Shalai?
How?
So
what
we're doing right now is we are gathering supplies.
Wood. I'm grabbing some wood.
I just made myself a nice little axe.
I'm chopping down trees so we can have fire. Because if you don't have fire in this game, you get dead by darkness. It's actually like a demon or some shit.
Yeah.
Now, can y'all do me a favor? Because, again, the thing is to show that this is 2D and it's fun. Can somebody rotate their camera? Because I want you to see what happens. You can rotate your camera. And it still stays 2D. Again, not graphics heavy.
I'm busy.
It is,
okay.
Yeah, it is being ported to other consoles. If I remember correctly, and it may just be that I remember it that way, it was starting out as an iOS title. A lot of people don't want it to be, but I would not mind it being on my phone, of course. You know, I might not get anything done. I'm in the grocery store.
Yes, exactly. I mean,
playing Don't Starve.
Single player, maybe, but definitely not.
Ooh,
not
there's a
multiplayer.
There's a path up here. Whoopsies. Mine.
Oh, there's a path. Yay!
Follow the path. There's usually something good on a path. Or bad.
Follow
either
the
one.
Round it road.
I found rabbits! Rabbits.
Rabbits. We love rabbits because we can put them in our tongue.
Rabbit season. Ooh, and there's rock up here, too. Oop, wood, and gold. Grabbing some.
Sweet.
Ooh, there's a tall bird nest, too. That's bad.
I'll help out with the scrabbing of the gold since we're waiting for Corey
to fix her shit.
I'm coming.
You coming in?
Mm-mm.
Why?
Can't. My Steam is broke.
She done broke it.
My Steam is
oh,
broke.
Oh, God. Run, Ginger, run.
I ain't scared.
Does he have an egg? I'll steal it. What? Nope. All right. I was going to steal the egg.
He didn't have no egg.
He never has any eggs.
She did not have an egg.
Might have some eggs.
Ooh, you got wood?
Oh, I didn't know he got
three
that way.
See, yeah, the whole, like, crouching. Spiders. All right, stop yelling at me, spider. I ain't coming near you.
Bird. The bird was coming back up that direction. Sorry. Tori is now playing Don't starve.
No, I'm not, because it will not load. I got some issues. I got issues.
What did you do?
I have no idea. Remember I told you I crashed. There was some stormage, and then that was it.
That's not good.
Ooh, another rabbit field.
Got to get that stuff fixed.
Is the city skylines working?
I am checking all of them to see. Oh, yeah, it is not working. Okay, so.
Ooh, that's steam. All right.
That is definitely steam, so it's got
to
come off.
They have to uninstall, reinstall steam.
No.
Which is going to suck.
No.
Yes.
All those games to reinstall.
I don't keep
all of them on the computer at the same time. So I'm not gonna be too unplussed.
Do we have a place to camp, or are we just doing this till?
I just figured we were just moving around. I don't know.
All right.
I'm just kind of following you. And being sad that Corey broke her computer.
I know, because who are we going to have at the camp yelling at us? Y'all got some food? I'm sorry.
Right?
It'll be okay, darlings. You can survive without me.
But is it really surviving?
When I'm not there, I know. It's hard. It's hard.
I will survive. As long as I know how to start.
So now you aspiring developers out there, if you can code very well...
Make us more games like this, because
you could do stick figures even, and probably done properly would come out awesome, because this is not super high end graphics.
Hey,
game if it like
dude,
this.
Yeah. We should camp right here.
I like that idea.
We're gonna camp right here.
Yeah. So, as Ginger said, she'd play a stick figure game if it was like this. If you've got some good gameplay, you've just got good gameplay. And people will play your game. This one is one of the most popular ones on Steam and has been since they released the Don't Starve Together. Don't Starve by yourself is kind of okay, but it is much more fun with your homies.
It's so much more fun with other people.
And
I'm not a social gamer.
I generally...
I'm not either.
I like to play with my girls. And we play games together, but not as often as we play this one. This one is like, I got to play. What you doing Saturday?
I know, right? It's like we have a standing game date.
Right? All we got to say is, y'all want to starve? And it's on.
Yeah, or I like the question, I'll get a text. Are you starving? And I'm like,
are we starving tonight? Are we starving?
We would be, but no, Corey had to go and blow up her computer.
Right?
I did not do it. You talk to this Texas weather. So I'm having to uninstall and reinstall my Steam. It's sad. It's really sad.
My Abigail's almost ready to come out.
I know, right? Oh, yeah. So
y'all didn't show them the characters or anything. See, this is how excited Snow got. She's like, I'm just going to jump in. I don't really need to explain anything. I don't care.
There are, like, I don't know, what, 8 different characters you can choose from?
Should I disconnect? I'm going to disconnect and show them. All right.
you probably wanted to warn Ginger before you did.
Well, no. I'm going to wait till daytime so it saves it. And we're going to save in just a few seconds, and I'm going to log out.
She's like, I'm just going to get this here before you go.
I'm going to get this right fast.
Right? Yeah, man.
I'm going to get this.
All right. I'm going to disconnect and show them the characters.
Ha!
I'm hot. Okay.
Yes, you are, baby.
Yes, she is.
Deer Clops. Okay.
Deer Clops.
Man, fuck you, Deer Clops. Fuck you right.
You guys remember the first time we saw that shit? Oh, my God.
Oh, you see. Well, that right there, which you saw, was the server. So
my bad.
Just like any other game.
Yep.
Got
you. I'll show you a hair back. You have a whole bunch of random ones you can join if they're public. I've never done a public server. Ginger has. I've not.
Be drunk and very tolerant.
Yeah. Like, this one's PvP and it's dedicated. I would not get on there because it's just a bunch of people being assholes. So, no, I wouldn't do that. I would not do anyone with PvP.
They also got
those
modded.
People, I kind of want a cunt punch.
I don't do mods either. I don't like
mods.
And it's not that I don't. I see some of you guys' work, and it's beautiful. I just don't like mods in my game because when shit goes wrong and I've gotten used
to
having
mods. You're going to get pissy and you're going to boot me out. Mm-hmm.
Well, if you have a modded game and your game messes up and you've got...
Well, that might worry about because, I mean, these people, you know, are hosting their own servers and it's modded, and I can't help but wonder, you know, what sort of reliability do we know for certain that the servers are somehow... filtering out people with bad things, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, hacks, you know, all that. I don't want to get on your server and be like, oh, yeah, it's modded. Modded to get all your information.
Exactly.
Quite
yeah.
possible. Quite possible.
All right, I'm creating another server right fast. I'll just show you the characters. Give me a second. I love the artwork. The artwork is kind of like the spooky, old school. I love it.
It's also the music is very old.
Oh, God, yes. And the noises the characters make, very creepy.
I like the fact that they solved the voiceover problem because we were talking about, you know, how you can take, you just use your imagination. There's no voices. It's all instruments.
Yep.
And I found out Miss Wickerbottom's instrument is an oboe.
Oh, that's actually very appropriate. These different characters. So this dude, he grows a magnificent beard, and you can actually have him shave and use the beard hair for other things.
All of your kids, apparently.
Yes, I hate that. Like, dude, clean up your beard hair. Like, jeez. And then you have the fire starter, which Corey used to play. You know when we tell you Corey set shit on fire? This was why.
All the damn time.
The fucking time.
What y'all talking about? I did. It was one. I'm telling y'all, it was only one time that I set the camp on fire because it was night and nobody had any wood and all I had was my lighter. So I set the forest on fire.
It was more than one time. No, it was more than one time.
On fire to say, see how they don't appreciate me? To save
so bad. Burned everything to the ground. Including some of us.
I did not feel. See how that story changes? Ash. Go back and listen to the show. The story changes every time. Now I've killed people. Nobody died. They were fine.
She chased us around with her goddamn creepy bear and lighter and lit us all on fire.
See how the story changes? And my bear does not even chase you. He chases away my insanity when I have
one. The bear is cute, though. All right, this is the strong man. I've tried to play the strong man a few times. He's very weird. Like, when he gets a full belly, his muscles pop out. He's like, boom, I'm a strong man. Rawr. It's
wait a minute. What is it that
dark
he says?
Monster
what
whatever.
Is his catchphrase? It's not, I'm a strong man. It's, I am mighty.
I am mighty.
No one
is mightier. Yeah. And then this is me and Ginger's favorite character. Her name is Wendy.
Yes, Wendy.
She has a ghost, Abigail. I was going to show you Abigail, but we didn't have time. Abigail comes out eventually. You have to, like, set her flower on the ground and kill something. And then Abigail comes out to play.
She's
Abigail,
a sacrifice.
Abigail is, like, the bomb diggity tank. Holy shit.
True mother trucking story.
Oh, I mean, like, all I have to do is run up to a spider den and then run back to her. She aggroes all of them, and I don't have to fucking touch them. She kills all of them. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah.
This guy's a little creepy. Blaster played him once. Very
he's interesting, weird. But he just seems very hard.
Yeah. Because he gets charged by lightning and damaged by water. That would be incredibly difficult to play.
Yes,
incredibly.
Yes, yes. And only being able to upgrade with gears, getting gears, kind of a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
Yeah, you also need those gears for other things.
Yeah, like the ice box and a couple other things. And then you have the librarian, Miss Wickerbottom.
That's my other character I like to play.
Yeah, Corey's taking to playing her.
She is fucking brilliant, but she cannot sleep. And if anything's spoiled, which we let things spoil for rot to fertilize shit, Miss Wickerbottom goes crazy.
Wickerbottom is not amused.
Yeah.
We have three different stats we have to worry about. We have health, we have your hunger, and we have your sanity. You have to worry about all three of those things, and they do change, like, every second. Something is changing.
Yes, yes. Your environment, what's going on around you, all of that. Yeah.
You have to be aware at all times, and you cannot leave. Like, if we have to go AFK, we will go to the camp, be like, guys, I got to go AFK. Somebody please watch me. Because if you don't, you can come back and be dead. It is just like that. This is the mime. Name's Wes. I don't really understand
Nobody's
why anyone would
him.
Play him.
I have not. I have no desire to play him. I don't either.
He can't talk. He has trouble staying alive and practice balloonomancy. I'm not really sure.
I don't know.
Try him
just to see what balloonomancy is.
Yeah, I might try him just to see that.
Well,
and
he might do something amazing because remember we didn't. I wouldn't have played Wickerbottom, and then when I saw what she could do, it was like, wow, Wickerbottom. And I want to try Wigfried here, the red haired girl. Ginger was playing her at the beginning, and I actually like her.
And now that we figured out how to get a lot of meat, I mean, because we have a fuck ton of meat lately.
Well, she's also very tankish, so it shouldn't be a problem for her to get the meat, you know, even on her own.
Yeah, that's true. Now that we understand the game a little more.
Yeah, and she actually gets stronger when we die. So look at that. So we might need to give her a go.
She's like a Viking, basically.
I'm going to hit her again. Yeah.
Okay.
Now this guy, hell no.
No. I don't like Weber. I don't like Weber.
I tried playing Weber and I freaked myself out. Like if I glanced away from the screen and glanced back, I thought a spider was eating me. He is a spider. He can befriend spiders. He grows a beard and he can set out spider eggs everywhere. But don't set the spider eggs near camp because they will attack everybody. It's bad. So those are the characters that we have.
I think there's more, but
there's more. I just have not unlocked them. Like I think there's a lumberjack that I don't have unlocked. And there's a few more that I don't have unlocked, but those are the ones that I have unlocked. But the Abigail one is probably, this is my favorite.
So now, again, this is a survival genre. Your job is to stay alive. And here's one of the things I love that they have added. We only got 5 minutes. When this game first came out, you see how you guys have all the menu and stuff at the bottom? None of that stuff was there. They would drop you in and you had to figure out what the fuck to do. Period.
Yeah.
Which I liked. I do. I kind of like both ways. I wish I could turn it off, you know, so I have to figure it out. But it was, again, very much survival genre. How do I catch this rabbit? How do I chop the tree? You know, what do I need to chop a tree? So you would, you know, as you go along, start putting your mouse over and figure out stuff that you needed to do. But there was no menu in the beginning, which may have been a deterrent for some of you who are what I call weaker gamers. You think you hardcore. You ain't hardcore until you ain't got no menu. You just like, I need to figure out what the fuck to do. I don't know.
I like having a menu, man. I want to know, you know, kind of what I got going on here. What am I supposed to be doing, you know?
some of it I like. I wish I could turn it on and off. Sometimes I might like to kind of roam around.
Paved path. I found the paved path. I'm going north.
Yay. All right, I'm coming.
All right, you go south.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, these two are lost to the world.
I know, we got like 3 minutes left. 3 minutes.
Oh, dude, do we? Okay, I'll close this out while I'm doing this. Okay, so you can tune in on Thursday for our Rough, Raw, and Ready show because we like it rough, raw. Ooh, flowers. Rough, raw, and ready. Ooh, Chester! Oh, my God, Chester!
Your favorite is Chester.
Yay! I can show you Chester. Where is he? There he is. Okay. Favorite is like, favorite show because that's how we roll. And on that note, say goodnight, my bitches.
Good night, Chester.
Yay, Chester. I love him. He's adorable.
Corey, boing. It's your theme, man.
Right?
I'm trying. We're still on Blog Talk, y'all. Don't be yelling out nothing wrong.
Penis.
Oh, God. There we go.
Vagina.
Oh, good gravy. See y'all later.
Bye.
Go Tuesday.
Taco Tuesday.